It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Sports Show on this Tuesday morning. And as you can imagine, the weather system that moved through pretty much wiped out all of our sports in the area except one baseball game. Newton took on Carterville at Frontier College in Fairfield yesterday. And it was a 10-5 win for Newton with 10 runs on 10 hits, no errors. Carterville, 5 runs, 10 hits, and no errors in the loss. Quincy Fulton was 2-for-4 at the top of the order with a triple. Drake Wolf, 1-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs. 2 knocked in for Horner, a couple of hits for Meinhardt. And Mulvey also had a couple of hits in the win for Newton, who got the pitching victory from Barthelme as they defeated Carterville by a score of 10-5. So it played heck with the schedule yesterday, and today's schedule is reflecting of that, especially when it comes to postseason softball action. What we know is Altamont Regional for 1A softball. Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City will be at Brownstown now this afternoon at 4:30. The game's originally scheduled for today, which includes the winner of that CHBC-SEB matchup, will take on Casey Westfield at 4:30 Wednesday, followed by Central A&M and Altamont Wednesday at the Altamont Regional. At the 1A Cumberland Regional, Martinsville and Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond and Okaw Valley and Neoga will now play at 4:30 today. Winner of the first game takes on Windsor Stu Straws Wednesday at 4, while Cumberland gets the winner of the second game at the Cumberland Regional. And we believe the Edwards County Albion Regional has been pushed back, as has South Central as Regional, which includes Wayne City at North Clay. That'll be today at 4:30 as well. St. Anthony Regional, it'll be Pena taking on St. Anthony at 4 today, and then Effingham will be in action tomorrow. They've moved that to a 3 o'clock start for Effingham tomorrow to get in games ahead of the lights, or the fact that they have no lights there at St. Anthony. Of course, the winner of St. Anthony gets Marshall in the around 5 o'clock in that regional semifinal, now scheduled for Wednesday. The Topolis Regional, we believe, has been pushed back as well. Pretty much everything else on the schedule includes high school baseball. St. Anthony at Altamont, scheduled to go at 4:30 this afternoon. It's scheduled to be on KJ Country 102.3 with the first pitch at 4:30, pregame show at 4:15. Other baseball games today: Highland at Effingham, Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City at South Central, Dietrich at Neoga, Newton at Tuscola, Greenville at North Clay, and Totopolis at Roxana. All 4:30 starts there in high school baseball. And if there's changes to the schedule, we'll let you know as soon as we can. I want to give a mention to some of the top finishers while we have a chance after a rainy day at the state track meet over the weekend. In 7th grade girls, it was won by Neoga, and a big part of that was these finishes, as Isabella McNeil of Neoga took 3rd in the 200, and she won the 400. Nora Hartke from Neoga finished 2nd in the 800 and 2nd in the 1600, while the 4x1 relay team from Neoga, including Azalea McNeil, Aubrey Whitaker, Nora Hartke, and Lydia Frankie, they finished 3rd overall. In discus, Audrey Ernest from Newton St. Thomas finished 4th, while Neoga's Quincy Taylor won the high jump event, and Nora Hartke of Neoga took 2nd in the pole vault at all in 7th grade girls action. 7th grade boys, it was Oliver Daters of Sickle St. Michael finishing 2nd, while Jaden King of Windsor finished 4th in the 1600 meter, and Jace McKay of Neoga finished 3rd in the pole vault. In 8th grade boys action at state, it was a 3rd place finish for Ben Walk in the discus. High jump, Levi Gear of St. Thomas finished 2nd, and St. Michael's Ben Walk finished 1st in the pole vault. And in 8th grade girls, Bliss Bear of Neoga finished 3rd in the 100, She finished fourth in the 200 as well. And Lucy Harmon of Nioga finished second in the pole vault. So congratulations to all those top finishers at the junior high state track meet. More information will be posted as well as we continue to get those results. Now let's switch to boys and girls track at the high school level. In 1A girls state qualifiers in the 100 meters, it includes Isabella Niebrigge of T-Town, Emma Isley of T-Town, Reese Haney of St. Anthony, and Stella Shackman of Newton. Reese Haney qualified in the 200 from St. Anthony, as did Isabella Niebrigge of T-Town, Emma Isley of T-Town, and Stella Shackman of Newton. 400 meters, Reese Haney of St. Anthony and Bailey Starnes of Altamont. 800 included Aubrey Denning of St. Anthony and Adrian Custer of Totopolis. 1600, Aubrey Denning of St. Anthony and Lena Marshall of Newton. Lena also qualified in the 3200 meter. In the 100 hurdles, Bella Ordner of T-Town, Hannah Shoemaker of Cumberland, and Liv Haney of St. Anthony. In the 300 hurdles, Isabella Niebrigge of T-Town and Liv Haney of St. Anthony. The 4x1 relay, Totopolis's Emma Isley, Bella Ordner, Adrian Custer, and Isabella Niebrigge. Newton's Emma Shoemaker, Mariah McVicker, Morgan Schaefer, and Stella Shackman also advanced in the 4x1. In the 4x2 relay, Newton's Emma Shoemaker, Mariah McVicker, Brinley Franceskic, and Morgan Schaefer. In the 4x4 relay, Newton's Brooke Gentry, Avery Geyer, Emma Shoemaker, and Grace Shoemaker. Newton's 4x8 team of Lena Marshall, Avery Geyer, Brooke Gentry, and Grace Shoemaker. Totopolis also qualified Pearl Huber, Abigail Zane, Claire Overbeck, and Macy Peterson. Discus, Carson Gaddy of North Clay, and Kara Bauer of Altamont. Pole vault, Emma Shoemaker of Newton, and long jump, Reese Haney of St. Anthony and Stella Shackman of Newton, all Class 1A state girls qualifiers. Class 2A state girls qualifiers from Effingham. In the 400, Macy Kirk. The 800, Emery Spicer. Shot put, Keegan Koenig. In the high jump, Camden Bergholzer. And the pole vault, Kylie Pryor. The 4x4 relay team of Macy Kirk, Elena Wade, Emery Spicer, and Bailey Summers. And the 4x8 relay team of Emery Spicer, Perrion Gildire, Camilla Montero, and Bailey Summers. So congratulations to all those young ladies making it to state. Also want to congratulate Parkland's college women's softball team as they will be competing in the NJCAA Division II finals as they picked up a win over Illinois Central College as they swept that district competition with a 2-1 win and a 7-0 win, as the Cobras are now 38-18 as they will be heading to play in that competition at Tiger Rivers Park in Spartanburg, South Carolina, as they compete in the NJCAA Division II Softball World Series, as that will get underway today again in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Local members of the team include Effingham Sage Altoff, as well as Lucy Fearday from St. Anthony, Camille Wines of St. Anthony, and Ella Johnson of St. Anthony. And a note, as Lucy Fearday was the winning pitcher in five straight games to give Parkland that chance to play in the Junior College Division II World Series softball competition. And again, that begins today in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Taking a look at the national sports scene quickly, in NHL playoff action, Game 7, Montreal defeated Buffalo 3-2 in overtime. So Montreal will advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. They'll play Thursday at Carolina at 7. Meanwhile, Wednesday night, it'll be Vegas at Colorado at 7 in the Western Conference Final. NBA action, boy, what an opening game in the Western Conference Finals, as San Antonio went to double overtime to defeat Oklahoma City 122-115. Victor Wembanyama, 41 points and 24 rebounds in that double overtime win as they take a 1-0 lead. Tonight, it'll be Cleveland at New York in the Eastern Conference Finals. That tips off at 7. Cubs and the White Sox both took it on the chin last night as Milwaukee got a 9-3 victory over the Cubs. The White Sox fell to Seattle with the 6-1 win there. Milwaukee at the Cubs at 6:40 tonight. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh gets its series started at St. Louis at 6:45 tonight, and the White Sox back out west again to take on Seattle at 8:40. That's been a check of sports on this Tuesday morning. High school baseball slated for you. St. Anthony at Altamont this afternoon at 4:30, pregame show 4:15 on KJ Country 102.3. That's sports. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.